This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome. This is Garden of Sound, brought to you with thanks to Mint Finance, business loans made easy. Today on the show, Portland, a fantastically talented fivesome hailing from Cashmere High School in Christchurch. The group comprises of founding members Liam Crawford on guitar and Jono Blackie on drums, who were joined last year by Ezra Howell on bass and twin brothers Jack and Archie McDonald on vocals. They won the People's Choice Award at the recent RockQuest Regional Finals and were crowd favourites at Garden of Sound Live last month. They've got talent to burn and an amazing sound, but do they have the X factor to stand out from the crowd and become the band that went on to bigger and better things? This is the Garden of Sound interview with Portland on Plains FM 96.9. Ezra, you're the bassist in Portland, and some would say that's almost one of the most important components of the band, alongside drums. You know, you're providing the rhythm there. I want you to tell me about your first musical memories.
Well, I was very young, like three or so. This is the earliest I can remember. I came home with my mom and Babies on Fire by Brian Eno was blasting on my speakers.
Babies on Fire, okay.
Yeah. It was a pretty good song.
Even at 3 years of age, you remember?
That's just a song of my childhood.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So your parents, were they musical?
No.
Not at all? Okay, but they were big Brian Eno fans.
They could play the guitar a bit, but not really musical.
So what got you into bass?
Well, I was at school one time, and they were just giving an expo of, like, instruments, and I was just going around. I didn't like any of them because they were, like, boring, like flutes. And then,
although there's nothing wrong with flute, really,
yeah, but
in the big scheme of things,
wasn't my type of instrument. And then there was like one guy, and he was just playing bass. So I'm like, oh, that looks cool. I'll play it, because like I hated the electric guitar because it really annoyed me because it used to go on a lot. And yeah, so I thought the bass would be like, yeah, I can get back at the electric guitar by doing bass.
All right, I'm going to jump over. Archie, I want to talk about your first musical memories. What do you remember first, music-wise, in the home or the house?
I think my first memories are just at our family's batch up in Golden Bay. Me and my brother strumming on our ukuleles we got when I think we were two or three, and just singing random melodies, and our Omar and our mum just kind of teaching us these preschool songs that would play and sing all summer.
And Jack, I imagine because you are twins, your story would have been very much the same. What about public performance? I mean, you've got the ukulele. When did the vocals sort of come in for you guys? When did you realise that, hey, this is something I really dig doing?
We started to sing at primary school, and we also started to play guitar at primary school at about the same time. So, yeah, that's sort of when we started performing together and going out busking. And, yeah, that's where it sort of kicked off.
Which primary school did you go to?
Thorington.
Now, that's got a very sort of established musical history, hasn't
yeah.
it? Any other groups that we know of that's sort of gone off to big and great things?
Well, there's Lotus.
Yes.
They're part of Cashmere High School. And Solon Duo Act came through Thorington as well. So, yeah.
A good musical pedigree, as does Cashmere. A lot of your luminaries.
Brought up to Cashmere.
The top one I can think of is obviously Bic Runger. I'm going to jump back over to the rhythm side of things. Jono, you're the drummer in the band.
Yes.
Okay, so was it a case of bashing away in the pots and pans like most kids? Have you played any other musical instrument apart from drums?
I definitely started on the drums, but over the years I've played, tinkered around on the piano and learnt a little bit of ukulele and guitar, but drums are definitely the main instrument.
Has there been any vocals ever?
Oh, I mean, I sing in the shower and around home and stuff, but nothing serious.
Yeah. Let's talk about drumming greats out there. Who is your favourite drummer?
I'm a big fan of this guy called Benny Greb. He's definitely a favourite of mine. This guy called Lenny Reese. He's also real cool.
What sort of style are these guys drumming in?
Benny Gribb's got like a really kind of like a funk, jazz, fusion sort of feel. And then this Lenny guy's got this kind of like hip-hop sort of... Yeah, he's just... It's kind of hard to categorize him because they can, you know, play many different styles, but...
And yeah. This is one of the standout factors of Portland that I have noticed, and I'm going to head over to you, Liam. You're the guitarist. Is the fact that you guys are exceptionally tight. I mean, how long have you been playing guitar for?
I think it's coming up about 8 years now. Yeah.
And you're 15 now?
Yes.
Okay, so from 7 years of age. And where did your guitar influences come from?
Well, I think it really started when my parents bought me a guitar for my 7th birthday.
What kind of guitar was that?
Oh, just a little tiny nylon string Suzuki guitar. And I remember there's videos of me on my old computer of me just strumming the guitar and singing random songs about tornadoes killing people and stuff.
That's you've got to start somewhere.
You've got to start somewhere.
Haven't you? So tell me very quickly about the formation of Portland, because you and Jono, you're sort of like the core members,
yeah.
And Jack Archie Ezra have come along. How did you two get together?
Yeah, for sure. Jono and I first met at the end of 2017. We kind of first talked via Instagram, and then... Yeah, we jammed, and then we kind of got to know each other, and then we decided we'd start a band, and we started off with a vocalist called Billy Pine. She's doing some really cool stuff, and then did Rock Quest, and we got through to regionals, and then Ezra came along and joins that to make it four. At the end of last year, Billy had other things that she needed to kind of be committed to, and so... We adopted our little twins over here, Jack and Archie, and since then we've just kind of started to take it a bit more seriously, I think. Yeah.
Ezra, I'm going to jump back to you. What was it like sort of joining this existing unit? What was it like sort of getting in with Jono and Liam?
It was pretty easy because I already knew Jono and Liam because I was already in a jazz combo with him, so I could just go into their band and just jam with them, and it was pretty fun and easy.
So what sort of stuff were you playing? Was it covers, or were you working on pre-existing original material?
When I got there, we were just working on the stuff that we'd played for Rockwest. I don't know what it was. I was just playing. And then just lots of jams, and that's what I did.
I'll flip over to you, Jack. You've got these guys who are a year ahead of you. How did you get the invite to join the band?
I've known Liam for so many years now. I honestly couldn't count, but it's right through primary school. We'd do the Thorington School talent show together. We've always just hung out through music. When we got to high school, it sort of like really boosted off from there and get along better. And then one lunchtime, Archie just came up to me and he was like, "Jack, we've been invited to go play in a band called Portland." And so, yeah, we just decided we'd give that a go, and yeah, it's just gone off from there.
So, Archie, I just want to ask you, so how do you decide who sings what in terms of your original material, or even your covers?
Well, especially with the original material, I think, would it be fair to say, I really nail out quite a lot of the lyrics. I'm not saying Jack doesn't, but and then Jack's quite good at finding the melody. So what will often happen is Jack will find the melody and sing that and get really confident with that, and then while he does that, we'll write down what that is and add a harmony to it, which is what I'll tend to sing. And then if there are higher parts, I'll sing it.
Talking about higher parts, Righteous Brothers, there's a classic combo. I'm not too sure who did the melodies and who did the lyrics for that one, but maybe down the track. It's time to talk a little bit about influences. I mentioned that the band is very tight. There's a very sort of funk R&B kind of feel to some of the stuff you do, and it is very diverse. I mean, there's even keyboard going, which is brilliant. So what sort of artists, Jono, would you say Portland sort of bases themselves upon sound-wise?
I think... It's hard to categorize, but we do have some bands that we do quite like the style of. So 660 is definitely a big one for us. Would you say Ed Sheeran? Ed Sheeran, John Mayer, just kind of all these guys who have kind of like a mixed range. We kind of like, because we also have quite a mixed range and we're kind of open to new ideas and new stuff to play.
On that note, some time for some music. Is there any tracks by any of those artists that we'd like to play?
Yeah, I think it's called Only To Be by 660 is a tune that we all like. So
fantastic. There you go, 660.
So
This is the Garden of Sound interview with Portland on Plains FM 96.9.
Hey, my sisters and brothers, it's Brad from the Butlers and the Singlefin Mingle. If you're looking for a top-notch screen printer for your next big shindig, then go down to see James at Against the Grain Screen Printing. He's been printing out t-shirts and merch for the Mingle for many, many moons. He's an absolute ledge, and he's one of the few qualified textile lords in the city. So get down and see him. You're guaranteed a great price and a mean result. Check him out on the World Wide Web, atgscreen.co.nz. That's atgscreen.co.nz.
This is the Garden of Sound interview with Portland on Plains FM 96.9. I want to talk about gigs and concerts and things that you get along to and you experience. I'll start off with you, Liam. What's probably the top gig that you or somebody's shelled some cash out for you to get along to?
I remember in 2015, my dad bought a couple of tickets to Ed Sheeran. Me, my mum and my nana and my dad, we all went along to the Christchurch gig at Horncastle Arena, and we were meant to go and see the Black Keys on their tour, but the drummer broke their arm, so that was a bit of a bummer. But 2015 was really when I first really got a passion for seeing other performances. And I remember in, I think it was 2017, I went and saw KFC Edgefest. And yeah, there were some really, really awesome artists, such as Jason Derulo, and some more local names such as Mitch James and someone from Norway, Astrid S. She was really good, Jonas Blue and the likes. And that was a bit of an eye opener to more pop. And
have you particularly picked up on anything from those seasoned professionals in your stage performance?
Well, I find a lot of their stuff is very extreme and very, it's definitely more of a show than a performance, I guess. As like, it's not just about the singing or the band, it's about the dances, the lights, the visuals and all that. And unfortunately at the moment, lots of those things aren't exactly available to us as a band to perform with, but I'd definitely love that to become a part of our performance.
Archie, Jack, I imagine you see most stuff together, I imagine. So what's probably your top gig that you've been along to?
Oh, we both really enjoyed Ed Sheeran last year.
And this is down in Dunedin?
Yeah, in Dunedin. Yep. Yeah. So
what's your abiding memory? What's the top thing from the gig that stuck out that you went, wow?
For me, it was just walking in there. I didn't know who the warm-up acts were other than 660. So I walked in there and I saw Mitch James on the stage, and I just knew that it was going to be an awesome night there. And just seeing Ed Sheeran walk on and him using his loops and stuff, it was just really awesome to see, yeah.
Jono, tell me about one of your favourite concert experiences.
The biggest concert I've been to was Tash Sultana last year, and that was my first big concert aside from, small, more local things.
What? Tell me about this, because the small local things are key as well. What sort of have you seen recently?
I think what's really, it's been really cool for me, I've grown up in a Christian household, so I've been able to go to, I've gone to a lot of church services, church conferences, kind of like worship conferences, so there's lots of Christian music playing there with everyone getting into it. And those are really, really cool places to go to.
So what's your opinion of like Hillsong and that kind of stuff
coming out? I listen to some of their music, and I think it's really cool, like the concerts they put on.
Ezra, we did sort of talk before this, and you haven't sort of been out too much. But
no.
Who would you love to get along to? Who would you love to see live?
Led Zeppelin, 1979, Nebworth.
Okay, and why specifically that gig?
Because they played a really good rendition of one of my favourite songs of his.
Which is?
Achilles' Last Stand.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think is missing from modern music where we don't have something like Led Zeppelin?
The genre's just changed, so it's completely different. So I'm not inclined to see them, modern music artists perform.
I want to talk about learning experiences, and I'll go back to you, Liam. Is there anything that's happened recently while you've been gigging, or at least over the last year, where you go, oh man, I wish we hadn't done that, or something that's gone incredibly well while you've been on stage?
There have definitely been some rough times for us. with there being so many opportunities coming on and, you know, trying to coordinate that between five of us, it's quite a difficult thing. But for sure, being on stage, we've learned a lot about each other and how we perform and what we need to change. And we definitely feel like more of a group than we first did at the start of the year, because we've, you know, done these interviews, we've done these performances, and it's really brought us together as a band, and definitely even our style and our playing as well. Yeah.
I haven't asked, where did the, I'll ask you, Jono, where did the name Portland come from?
We were going to enter Rockfest. This was our first kind of performance as a band, and Liam called me up and he's like, what are we going to enter it as? Like, what's our name going to be? So we were kind of like discussing a few things, and we're like, oh, you know, could we go random band generator on the internet or whatever? But then, I'm not sure who suggested this, but we ended up on Google Earth, and then Liam got the mouse, spun the globe, and then clicked it, and he landed straight on Portland, Oregon, and then we kind of thought, that works, so...
I think about this point in time, it's time to play some more music, and we're looking for a bit of a favourite track. We were talking about influences earlier, and we'd brought up 660, but Ed Sheeran was somebody who seems to resonate with the group. Is there a track by Ed Sheeran, maybe somebody else that you could think of?
Yeah, for sure. We did a cover of one of Khaled's songs, Location, and obviously mixed with Ed Sheeran being one of our, you know, major inspirations. They did a collaboration on a song called Beautiful People, and yeah, I think we all quite enjoy listening to that song for sure.
Just before we hear that, I want to talk to you guys just very, very briefly. You have, this is Archie and Jack, for those who can't see in the room, obviously, because this is a radio program. You have a very... very soulful vocal style. Apart from Ed Sheeran, let's say, is there anyone else, you know, sort of going back that you could think you sort of like modelled your vocal style on?
There are a few kind of key people or bands that we listened to throughout our whole childhood who we'd always listen to or try to do perfect covers of, and some of them were the Beatles, obviously Ed Sheeran. We quite liked Sam Smith as well, and I think particularly in the last few years, Mitch James has been really quite a key one as well. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Here it is. This is Beautiful People, Ed Sheeran and Khaled.
Sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they rented hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, 'cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. Yeah, you look stunned. So don't ask that question here. This is my only fear, that we become beautiful people. Top designer clothes, front row fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world of beautiful people. Champagne and rolled up nose, prenups and broken homes. Surrounded but still alone. Let's leave the party. That's not who. Conversation here, no looks done in.
pills. Don't ask that question here. This is my only fear that we become
beautiful people.
Choked up designer clothes, front row of fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world?
Thanks for being with us today. Garden of Sound is sponsored by Mint Finance. One of the areas Mint Finance specialise in is equipment finance. It's also known as asset finance, and it's structured for businesses that need to purchase equipment. For example, you might need a new van for getting a band to gigs, or perhaps you're building a studio, you need to invest in some top quality gear. Mint can offer equipment finance for up to 100% of the purchase price, which is fully secured against the new asset. That's on terms of up to 5 years, which means you can concentrate on the business of making music or building your musical empire. Obviously, T's and C's apply, but you'd be best served by chatting to a Mint business finance specialist today on 0800 666 023. That's 0800 666 023, or by visiting mintfinance.co.nz. That's mintfinance.co.nz. This is the Garden of Sound interview with Portland on Plains FM 96.9. I want to talk about how your songs are put together. Now, Archie and Jack have alluded to the fact that they're sort of like a separate melody, lyric kind of construction. But let's talk about the basis of the song. Where does it start for you guys?
For most of the songs that we've done, it's normally come across from Liam in his bedroom, just experimenting on guitar. He comes up with a cool wee riff, and then we go have a jam, brings it to band practice or whatever, and then he plays it and he just develops the idea. That's just what he's good at. And then I make a beat to it, and then once we've done that, we say, hey, this is actually a really cool song, let's put something to this. Sorry, let's do something with it. We show it to Ezra just makes a bass line real quick. And
I'm sure there's a lot more that goes into it than just makes a bass line, because your bass lines are pretty sweet.
I think it is quite, we do work well in that area with our own parts that fit in with each other quite well.
Ezra, I do want to ask, bassist influence wise, I mean, you have talked about Led Zeppelin, so is John Paul Jones kind of
in there
for
you? I like John Paul Jones, yes.
Yeah, anyone else that you'd sort of...
Les Claypool.
Okay, Primus, fantastic.
Jaco Pastorius.
Yep. Entwhistle?
Yes, I love him.
Okay, so very much we've got a bit of a classic rock feel.
Yes.
And then moving over to you, Liam, when we're talking about when you're coming up with these licks or riffs, or at least the song structure and so on, are you listening to music and then you're going, this has inspired you to come up with something, or how does it sort of come out?
Well, partially. I mean, some of it is from the fact that I'm studying my grade 8 at the moment, and I'm trying to experiment more with some of the new chords and, you know, more jazz orientated sounds, which kind of, you know, make the whole feel, you know, more relaxed and chill. Mixed with Jono's more upbeat beats, I guess it kind of develops this really interesting new style, and then with Ezra filling in the gaps, which is great.
Because it's all very diverse if we're thinking jazz, tight, classic rock, and then we've got very much a sort of modern, I would say, R&B vocal style over the top. Perhaps that's what makes a complete band. So once the song comes, we've got the structure, we've got the beat, we've got the chords. What do you guys do with it?
We always write lyrics at home. Like, if we have an idea, we'll just write it down somewhere. And then we turn up to practice maybe a week or two after they've written the structure. I always just put the words on a music stand and I'll just try and improvise to how they're playing it and that sort of thing.
Do you record that and sort of go back and listen to it again and see what worked?
Well, most of the time we record it. But yeah, it's mostly if we think it sounds good, like the whole band sounds good combined, then we tend to record it and it just develops and develops.
I go back to vocal styles, Archie. So where do you sit vocally in relation to Jack? Do you sing higher or lower?
Yeah, well, I'm a lot higher. One thing Jack likes to tell everyone we meet who asks us about singing is I can sing around the same pitch as the sopranos and choir.
Jack, is that because your voice hasn't broken?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
everyone laughs at that. But yeah, so I'm a lot higher, so I'll tend to do, say, if we have a high bridge or some higher harmonies, and Jack's kind of a bit lower. I tend to listen to Jack and kind of compare him to Khalid and stuff.
But that's brilliant, being related, because that timbre of your voice sort of blends in so nicely together. Again, I say that's what makes Portland such a sweet sounding unit. It's not just that, but it's also the gear you're playing. And Liam, you've got a pretty cool electric guitar. Now, you played it at Garden of Sound live. It's got sort of like a little, what's it called, an F hole? Is that
yeah,
what it's called?
I guess that's for,
or something.
Well, I think my dad likes to call it an F hole.
And he is in the background. He's not just listening. So he's got a guitar making sort of business going. Is that right?
Yeah, not exactly a business, but I guess it's more of a hobby / passion of his, is to, you know, just go into the garage and go to, you know, workshop classes and just build these cool guitars. And his first, like, fully built guitar, the one I was playing at Garden of Sound, was a really, really awesome build of his. And I guess it wasn't until after that guitar was built that he kind of gave it the name Little Wings. I guess that was mainly based on the fact that both Dad and I share a strong passion for that song and all the different versions of it.
This is the Jimi Hendrix
yes,
track?
Yes, for sure. Yep. Yeah. But prior to that, he did up a guitar, an old Sterling guitar, and turned it into a Eddie Van Halen tribute guitar, which was really awesome to see. And that was, I remember... He was diagnosed with lymphoma in 2016, I believe, and I remember he was sitting in having chemo while he was ordering parts for this guitar and that he built. So it became quite a special thing, and I guess it kind of put everything into perspective, you know, and he decided that he wanted to do more with that kind of thing, I guess.
That particular guitar you were playing at Garden of Sound Live, what was it like the first time you played it?
Oh, it was really cool. I never expected to be playing something that was made so close to me, and especially something that sounded so awesome. And it's just, I guess it's kind of grown. The guitar itself has actually developed my style of playing, I think, as well, because it's got such a rich and but yet twangy and lively, bright sound to it that you can kind of blend styles like, you know, more blues into jazz with the, you know, like mellow yet slightly dirty sounds, I guess. It's quite a unique tone and I really enjoy it.
Now, we're going to hear a little bit of that guitar in particular. You guys have just done some live recording at Orange Studios. This is in preparation for Rockquest. There will be sort of a selection process. Ezra, tell me about, it was a bit of a late session, was it, recording these tracks? Is this the first time for you in a studio?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the experience like?
It was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. But it got pretty tiring. Yes.
So how long were you recording these four tracks?
About 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. And they were recorded as live. So how do you feel about the result? This is a big one. Jono, I'll ask you, what do you reckon?
We thought that you had to do them all as one take, so play the four songs, like, repeating after each other. Originally, we were unsure if we were happy with, like, one of the takes, but at the end of the day, we found out that you can cut them, so we just picked the best version out of all of them and then blended them together, and I think we're all pretty happy with the final outcome.
Archie, which track are we going to hear now from that session?
We're going to be hearing our first song that we wrote as a band, and it's called Stay.
Jack, what's Stay about?
Stay is about sort of struggles that you can go through. They didn't happen to us, but it's just about what a lot of people experience. So it's sort of just for other people to relate to.
Specifically?
Relationships.
Okay. Here you go. This is Portland with Stay, recorded live at Orange Studios in Christchurch.
Better say no, go away.
This is the Garden of Sound interview with Portland on Plains FM 96.9. You guys, that's a sweet track we just heard, Stay, recorded live at Orange Studios in Christchurch. You definitely have a big future ahead of you, and you have a lot of room to grow. That's a big thing. I saw some fantastic performances from you at Garden of Sound Live, but you've at least got a couple of years together at high school, I imagine. Jono, what does the future look like?
For my point of view, at least, I'm definitely keen to stay in the band. I don't see any reason to not continue, and I'm hoping the others feel the same way. But, you know, depending how what happens in life with, you know, obviously after high school, I think for at least while we're at high school, we'd be real keen to just keep gigging, keep playing, keep writing. Goals for us would probably be to keep music out on Spotify and stuff, just to, you know, share our passion, share our music with others. And yeah, we'll just see how the band develops over the years with our style. And obviously, it'll obviously change a lot with the boys' voices developing and the rest of us, you know, still we're all still learning instruments. So yeah, just we're gonna just take it as it comes.
Ezra, I want to ask, what about original stuff coming out of you? Do you write your own music?
I write my own bass parts for the song. I don't really write group compositions for the thing, yeah.
What about sort of song concepts or ideas? Do you come along to the guys and say, you know, I think we should be talking about this?
Yes.
Okay, so give me an example. What's something you've come along recently?
So like changing to a certain chord because, yeah, I think it would sound good.
And how was that received?
Yeah. It was received well, and it went down as a verse in our song.
So would you say, and this is me asking a leading question, that you sort of have, it's not just the bass, but the overall, the sound of the song, you've got an idea about where you feel it should go?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. That's important. And it's important as musicians to be respectful and to take those ideas on board. I want to talk about collaborations. We've already gone back to the second song when you're talking Khalid and Ed Sheeran. Liam, anyone out in the Christchurch musosphere that you'd like to work with that you think would be cool?
Yeah. Recently, there was a duo that's come out and released a new single called Grocery Shopping, I think it's called. And Nat and Jono, that's their names, and they are like mesmerizing, and the way that the songs are constructed are really clever, and I'd really love to hear their voices, you know, with the band and see how it goes, especially with Jack and Archie working with the vocalists. I reckon it'll be a really interesting thing, and obviously with the musical and the rhythmic side of things, seeing how their, you know, melodic ideas fit into ours. And yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what we'd come up with as a group.
Now, the Nat part of Nat and Jono was Natalie Hutton, and she's obviously part of that group that has the exceptionally long name, which I shall not say. Yes.
There's a Tuesday between a Monday and a Wednesday,
indeed. They also played at Garden of Sound Live. Just tell me about the experience playing at Garden of Sound Live. What was it like for you, Archie?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. It was just so much fun to be able to put together, you know, quite a large set. It was a good challenge, good fun, and honestly, just playing with the other bands, you know, Sneaky Caribbean, Monk Seals, and Tuesday Between a Monday and a Wednesday. It was just so cool to be able to chat to them and kind of get along and listen to their stories from their music as well. It was really good fun.
Jack, just tell me, it seems like you've got a bit of a fan club. There were quite a few folks sort of dancing at the front of the stage. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's excellent. They come from Kashmir. They're Jono and Ezra's friends. Yeah, they've just become the Portland fan club, and it's been awesome to have them there, get the crowd pumping and have them screaming in our faces. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It was a great show from you guys. Liam, future, we've obviously sort of holding out hope for the Nationals for Rockwest. Down the track, what's the ultimate dream? Do you want to keep doing music for forever?
Well, I'd love to keep pursuing music, and I mean, at the moment, I'm doing this youth tuition with guitar, and Jono's been taking along with that with his drums. We've both been teaching, you know, primary and intermediate school students. Yeah, and it's been a really cool thing. But apart from that, especially with the band, I'd love to keep performing because there's such a cool vibe that you get from that and a really rewarding feeling that you get back from being on stage and, you know, making people's nights and receiving those compliments and then, of course, the socialising with the other lads and, you know, it's great. I'd love to, you know, at least, I don't know, a big-ish, you know, performance in Christchurch would definitely make my life happy.
Maybe even the town hall. That would be
pretty cool.
That would cool indeed. We'll see what we can do.
Head us up.
Thank you so much, guys. That's absolutely brilliant. It's been fantastic talking to you, Ezra, Jono, Liam, Jack, Archie. You did mention Nat and Jono before. Should we maybe play their track? A little bit of a shout out to the Ōtautahi characters. Yeah.
All good. Cheers.
Thank you.
With you, grocery shopping feels like a party. Simply the best. The baking soda just seemed to dance. The Coca-Cola was having a laugh as we put our jackets on for the storm.
I know your mind likes to wander down all the aisles, anxious at times, packs up a suitcase just for itself, weaves in and out of every shelf, but I'll be at the checkout
waiting to take you.
Coming up on Friday the 19th of July at D4 on Garland's Road is Top That, Comedians Spinning Yarns. It's described as a loose and wild show which pits two teams of comedians against each other in a battle to see who has the best stories, inspired by the backstage banter and after-party antics of comedians who are constantly trying to outdo each other's outrageous real-life stories. Tickets start at just $12, and there are big discounts for group bookings too, with door sales available. Doors open 7 p.m. This is Friday the 19th of July. Show starts at 8. You can find out more on the D4 Facebook page. That's facebook.com/D4Venue. Okay, it's time for my track of the week. This time it's from Jordan Rakai. I have to be honest with you, I'd never heard of this guy before today. Shame. He's based in the UK, but was born in Hamilton, and he's been doing amazing stuff musically since 2013, and he's only 27. His third album, Origin, was released 3 weeks ago, and I'm totally getting Stevie Wonder, Brand New Heavies, even some Sting vibes in places. Any track could have been a contender, so we'll start at the very beginning. This is Mad World. Right, that's all for today. My guests were Portland. You can find out more about what they're up to by going to gardenofsound.nz and clicking on their photo on the front page. On that page, you can also see some great photos taken by Shannon Jessica at the Garden of Sound live gig. Next week, it's Andy and Vic, better known as The Response, the exceptionally talented husband and wife team who've just released that killer track, Tallest Walls. This has been Garden of Sound, presented by Mint Finance. Business loans made easy. Until next week, keep well, keep listening, and keep playing. Haere rā.